Hello, I hope this finds you well. I want to start with an important announcement and an exciting news. The Spirit Sisters Retreat is up and registration is available for September in Menla. It is going to be held at the Catskills in New York. We have limited spaces from September 12th to the 15th. We welcome you into our sisterhood. Join us for a transformative weekend of self-discovery and renewal. Our itinerary will include meditation daily, 2 yoga classes daily, hikes, beautiful, amazing meals, and the grounds are exquisite. Workshops will also be available. We are so excited to go back to Menla and to have you be a part of it. I will leave the link below. Cannot wait to see you. Hello, and welcome to the Intuitive Woman Podcast. My name is Tina Conroy. I am so grateful you are here. As a professional intuitive medium, Reiki master, and yoga teacher, my intention is to explore intuition so you can gain clarity, confidence, and trust in your inner wisdom. I honor your spiritual growth. Thank you for listening. Today on the podcast, I bring you messages for May. We are here. We are in May. Crazy. I don't know where the time goes. I hope this finds you well as you're listening as we move into the month of May. I know May is an exciting month full of flowers, Mother's Day, graduations, and just the anticipation of warm weather and the summer. So as we take a look at the cards, I ask for you to intentionally allow yourself to open up to what you want to receive. And as the messages come through today, allow your heart and mind to be open to all the many, many possibilities. Now, before I turn to the cards, let's center our energy together. Take a moment to find yourself and notice, how are you arriving? How do you feel? Settle down. Close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale away. Turn your intention and attention inward. As we gaze within and ponder this new month, May is a time of new possibilities, warm weather, and long days. Feel your spirit awaken. Feel your heart expand. And welcome in all that you want for these next coming weeks. With your eyes closed, bring awareness right to the center of your chest and feel your heart light up, expand. This bright light expands throughout your being, beyond your body, and feel this beautiful glow within. Take a moment to honor yourself for all that you are and all that you will be. For in this moment, all is well. Take a nice deep breath in, deep breath out, and welcome yourself back. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Allow us to turn to the cards. I'm pulling from the Shaman's Dream Oracle, created by Colette Baron Reed. And the first card that comes forward for the month of May, Garden of Venus, rest and renewal. This card, as it comes forth for the beginning of the month, is the place of all is well, rest and renewal, self-acceptance. When the Garden of Venus appears, you are invited, actually summoned, to return to the pleasure garden of love. It is time to leave the field of battle. Put your sword away. There is nothing you need to defend anymore. Step through the gate into the garden of earthly delights. Bask in the joy of the wish-fulfilling trees and the scent of the healing flowers. You have returned home. This is a time for deep renewal. The beginning of the month of May is to allow yourself to be present, to experience all its glory, all the experiences. Take the time to smell the flowers. Find that laughter. Find that joy. Allow yourself to let go of any burdens. Be free and easy as we enter the month of May. The second card comes forward for the middle of May. Hollow Bone, Teachability. This card for the middle of the month, it's all about teachability, humility, being empty so that the wind of spirit can breathe through you. The appearance of this card invites you to become empty of your notions of who you are, to check your ego at the door, and to know that this is not about you. Relinquish your need to be right and to express an opinion, as this will not change anything right now. You are being called to practice humility. Like the hollow bone, you yourself will allow to hear the wind like a flute. There's an important communication waiting for you. Drop all notions and titles that bolster your ego. Allow yourself to trust your experience. And this will allow you to turn apparent danger into opportunity. Remember, in the middle of the month, that you are an insignificant grain of sand in the grand scheme of life and as important as the brightest sun. And now we come to the end of the month, and the last card is Lost in Space. As we come to the end of May, this is a time you may feel lost, need direction and focus, and remind yourself of a 24-hour day. Sometimes in life we lose our way, perhaps falling prey to any behavior, jealousy, comparison, resistance, or fear. If this comes up for you in the end of May, allow yourself to know and find yourself. It is time to look for direction. Redirect your perspective. Like a newborn baby who needs swaddling to feel safe, you're invited to reduce your life visioning to the next 24 hours. And know that anyone can handle living in a 24-hour compartment. This will allow you to feel grounded and manageable. When you feel lost in space, connect with the 24 hours, day by day, and keep it simple. Right now, conserve your energy and take care of you in basic, fundamental ways, and the world will be right again. So take it day by day. So those are our cards, universal forecast for the month of May. As always, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.